views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome to those new listeners who have found their way to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And welcome back those loyal listeners who follow Angel Healing House. And thank you so much for your support. Thank you for referring me. Thank you for recommending the show. It means everything to me. And your wonderful comments, your wonderful emails and posts out how much you love the show and how much it enriches and touches your lives. It really does mean a great deal to me. Now, just a reminder, if you are new to the show, that I do start taking calls for those free angel readings at around half past the hour. And to increase your chances to receive one of those free angel readings, please do make sure that you call in early to the show, as we just may run out of time to get to your call. And these are just snippets of the extraordinary, revealing, individualized personal readings that I do give when people book and they schedule their hour and a half readings with me. So if you are interested to book and schedule one of those hour and a half readings, you can always go to Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, for all the information how to book a personal reading with me. So here we are, welcoming everybody to the marvelous month of May, and a huge shout out to my wonderful, beautiful husband, Pete, as it was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Pete, and wishing you an amazing year of your dreams and your wishes coming to fruition. Now, just knowing that Mercury retrograde is starting to move forward tomorrow, it's making me, and I'm sure many of us, feel so much better, so much lighter. But there is a reminder here that while it may begin to turn tomorrow on May the 3rd, it doesn't fully get out of its shadow influence on us for another week to 2 weeks or longer. So do not expect life to suddenly move forward at lightning speed. We may have to wait till mid-May to the end of May or into June before we see the new arriving for us on the horizon. Here in the States, here in the Northern Hemisphere, I take my walk along the ocean in Santa Monica, California, and I smile as I see all the tulips and the daffodils and the roses as they're proudly displaying their colors. This season of rebirth and renewal, it sparks something deep inside of us to clean our closets out, to spruce up our wardrobes, and freshen up all aspects of our lives. And while we put such a great deal of emphasis on freshening up our outwardly appearance, well, a client of mine sent me a testimonial about the spring cleaning and renewal that she felt on the inside. She wrote to me, "Dearest Candy, after our session today, I felt an amazing lifting and lightness inside of me like I'd never felt before. The messages from you and the Posse of Angels brought such clarity into my life, and I did feel like I was reborn. I loved the time of spring, for when I was growing up, my mother allowed myself and my sister to each buy a new spring hat, and I've always kept up this tradition. The new feeling of being alive again and the brightness that you brought back to my life will stay with me forever. In this way, each day, I will wear this new awareness of myself and it will never go out of fashion. Like so many of my past spring hats. You are an angel. God bless you." And that comes from the lovely Anne in Los Angeles, California. You know, everyone, again, if you'd like some spring cleaning on the inside to shine a light and clear and cleanse what perhaps is not working on your life, please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 for your personal individualized angel reading, and call that number after the show, or you can always go to the Angel Healing House website for more information. Now, new month, new topic. In today's program, the Posse of Angels wishes to speak about a global spiritual awakening that is happening right now in huge proportions, and it steadily grows more and more each day. Now, some of you may be thinking that this awakening is humanity shifting to a more consciously aware way of life in peace and love and unity. And while this is one of the obvious results of a conscious shift to see ourselves as one consciousness, well, the Posse of Angels wishes to address a topic that may not be getting the same amount of attention, but it is definitely on many people's radar screens, and this has to do with the reason that you are here in this human incarnation in the first place. And it all has to do with each of us experiencing life on so much more than a physical level. You know, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we are multidimensional, and when the physical body is gone, we continue to exist. I know this without a shadow of a doubt because I died twice through my near-death experiences, and I experienced what it would be like to cross over. So in this month of May, the Posse of Angels want to speak about, all of the shows in May are going to be about the afterlife, heaven, and our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness in what they call our true form as multidimensional beings, as spirit, having a human experience. So, with the advance of technologies in medical advance, many more people have been saved from crossing over, and they have had near-death experiences, and they have been brought back from death, meaning they've been brought back after they stopped breathing, after their brain has flatlined, and their heart has stopped beating. Now, in many of these cases, what these near-deathers, that I'll call them, have experienced are similar time and time again. Many, many people who have had near-death experiences speak about the tunnel and the white light, and they speak about it being brighter than any light they possibly could imagine. And while it was powerful, it was not burning, but gentle and reassuring that everything would be okay. You know, many confirm that which I experienced, that the light felt like a magnet that was pulling that person toward it. Many say that suddenly everything became clear to them and they remembered who they are, and all their questions were answered. Many that have had near-death experiences feel an overwhelming feeling of peace and love and wholeness that is difficult to describe in mere words. Many say that our spoken language is just too limited to convey what the feeling of reconnecting to our heavenly home really feels like. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that there are some who experience the darker planes of heaven when they cross over. They are very quick to point out that there is no hell. The only hell we experience is the one of our own making through our perpetuated pessimism and negativity, through energies like judgment and hatred and racism and not forgiving. Whatever energies that we hold inside and our beliefs will still be part of us when we cross over. Therefore, if one believes that there is no heaven, they will experience no heaven. If one is filled with hatred and blame and rage and dark thoughts, then they will find themselves on the dark plains of heaven where it is murky, foreboding, and gray, reflecting the energy that is inside of that soul. Just like attracts like on the earth plane, our light quotient within, when we cross over, will take us to the level of matching light or lack of light across the veil. You know, many who have had near-death experiences come back to tell the tale, and they say that after being welcomed back to our real home in spirit, we meet our relatives, our family, and friends who have also crossed over from the physical. I remember seeing and hugging my grandparents who crossed over, and my pets who died, but they were all certainly very much alive. These people that are part of our soul group accompany us under various disguises to help us in different incarnations, and they're there to welcome us back. In no way do they condone or condemn the choices that we made while we were in physical form. You know, I've often said that because Earth is one of the most difficult of dimensions to learn our lessons, the reunion party is a celebration that we chose to come back and endure a physical existence, regardless of what happened. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that we choose to go back and experience a human life, and nobody ever forces us to go back to physical form. After our reunion party, we then go for our life's review. Many who have experienced near death speak about seeing their life pass before them, all the people, all the events, and all the choices that they made. In this life review, many experienced exactly what I experienced, that they could see, they could touch, they could feel, they could sense every emotion that was taking place in that lifetime. You know, in this way, we see who we are completely. We see our flaws, we see our gifts, and because everything is reflected back to us, we feel how others felt as a result of the things that we said and our actions, which is actually wonderful if we have been loving and kind, compassionate and forgiving. But it's not so wonderful if we have not forgiven, if we cross over with judgment, bitterness, resentment, and unresolved anger and blame, then we will feel what our emotions and actions elicited in another person. After this life review, many people who have crossed over speak about meeting with beings of light who help us go over our life review. The way that I saw the Etheric Council, the elders, the great white brotherhood, if you might, they're not racist. This is the light that's coming off of them, was a wise group of sages who were very loving. They have a great sense of humor. They were compassionate and kind. And they go over our contract that we wrote in our book of life in the hall of the Akashic Records. But endemic to all who have crossed over and had a near-death experience, whether they remember any of these things, is that they are told that they must go back. Now, some of us have had this verbally conveyed to us, or we just find ourselves back in our physical body. Many feel like myself, who experienced the elders telling me that I had to go back, and feel as if we are kicked in the guts. We protest that we do not want to leave our beautiful one true home. The sharing of the experiences that near-deathers have had after they return to their physical bodies is invaluable, for whether we are in physical or spirit form, we're always with the light of God no matter where we are. You know, I often say that heaven is neither up nor down. Heaven is in our hearts. And knowing that we are all children of God, it is reflected in our divine eternal natures. Every one of us is always connected to and at one with God's source. If we can get beyond our limited linear minds, thinking that heaven is a place somewhere else and not experienced in the perpetuated energies that we choose to hold in our souls. Those who have died and come back have had the opportunity to learn that this life that we live is an opportunity to learn that it is in the giving to others that we truly receive. You know, in order to practice being self-realized as a child of God and then going forth to give to others to help awaken them to self-realization, to their divine nature, we choose to come to the physical fields of matter on the earth plane, for it is a wonderful university in which we can study and grow and be challenged and learn in duality. Coming to experience a physical life is like a double-blind study, for we are veiled when we are born and we forget about our one true home. For us to make the most of each incarnation that we choose, everyone writes a soul contract before they take on human form. You know, I remember choosing the souls who I wished to connect with and their characteristics to either strengthen some side of me or actually push my buttons to encourage me to be challenged and to grow spiritually. Most near-death experiencers like myself come back with a heightened perspective, and many are not shy in voicing that the most important thing in the world is love. In fact, there is only love. Everything else is mere illusion. The more that we can hold this love in our hearts and become so full that there's no room for fear or anything else, by holding this energy of love, we hold the energy of God. By holding it, and being the example of holding it, we help others around us to feel and to find that energy. The more this happens, the greater love grows on the planet, and humanity slowly changes and ascends in consciousness. The more we do this, the more we can experience and create heaven on earth, and each one of us can do this in love. You know, listeners, with this great awakening of enlightenment on the planet, that consciousness exists. It is not only reflected in many articles on the internet, but it is a revelation that has many conventional and traditional areas of medicine changing their thoughts and beliefs about what their patients have experienced through near-death experiences and have been telling them for a long time. There are many doctors who debunk the thought of the afterlife, whose beliefs have completely changed since their own near-death experience. Here are just a few. Dr. Mary Neal had her near-death experience when she was on a whitewater rafting trip. She overturned. She stopped breathing for more than 15 minutes. She says that she immediately felt like she was home once again and that there were angels surrounding her, reassuring, comforting, and filling her with overwhelming love. She didn't want to return to her body, but was told that she had to go back and tell others about her experiences. She was told that her son would die when he was 19, and tragically, he was hit by a car and died. No longer a skeptic, this doctor is now a believer. You know, a similar story happened to a Dr. Eben Alexander, who is a neurosurgeon and was a non-believer in life after death. Unlike his patients who had had near-death experiences, until he experienced his own coma for a week as a result of a severe bacterial meningitis. As not only a doctor but also a scientist, Dr. Alexander's condition should have eliminated all experiences from his brain, as his meningitis was ravaging his neocortex, which is where dreams and hallucinations and imagination happens. Yet he was fully conscious of what he experienced in heaven. Now he too is a believer. Another doctor that was completely skeptical, even though many of her patients had told her about their near-death experiences, was a Dr. Eliza Medhouse. She only relied on medical or scientific explanations until her own son died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In the days that followed, her son Eric began sending her signs and messages that he still existed and was very much alive. And she now believes. Her book about her experience with channeling her son from across the veil is called My Son and the Afterlife. You know, in the skeptics to believer category, there are two British doctors who have presented research at the California Institute of Technology that consciousness keeps on even when the patient is clinically dead. The research conducted on victims of heart attacks is actually the first in which science has actually proved that cognition does not stop when the brain is no longer functioning. A Dr. Peter Fenwick, a neuropsychiatrist, and a Dr. Sam Parnia's research clearly showed that with a group of people with no brain function who had well-structured lucid thought processes with reasoning and memory formation at a time when their brains were shown not to be functioning. According to Dr. Parnia, the initial study consisted of 63 heart attack patients who had been pronounced dead, and once they revived, they recalled feelings of peace and joy, time speeded up, heightened senses, loss of awareness, seeing the bright light, entering another world, encountering their deceased relatives, coming to a point of no return. You know, listeners, there are some skeptics who believe that the near-death experience is caused by low oxygen. But none of Dr. Parnia's patients had low oxygen levels. Also, Dr. Parnia stated that people who suffer oxygen deprivation usually have no memories at all of any experience. But his research demonstrated that these patients can have an insult to the brain, but perfect memory. Based on their first experimental study, Dr. Parnia and his colleagues have learned of more than 3,500 cases where people had lucid memories of times when they were clinically dead. Many times, he said, patients hesitated to report their experiences, and they were apprehensive that if they spoke about seeing deceased relatives, if they spoke about going over their contract in their book of life, that people would actually question their sanity. In one amazing case, a child had a seizure where his heart stopped, he was revived, and later drew a picture of himself actually looking down at his body. The parent sent the child's picture to Parnia, who said it was drawn like there was a balloon stuck to him. And when they asked him what the balloon was, the child said, "When you die, you see a bright light, you rise above your body, and you're connected to a cord." This child wasn't even 3 years old when he had this experience. Before conducting this study, Dr. Parnia himself was a skeptic, yet as a result of his research, he too is now a believer in consciousness continuing after our physical life. More and more doctors like Dr. Sam Parnia, Dr. Mary Neal, Dr. Eben Alexander, and one of my favorites is a Dr. P.M.H. Atwater, medical doctor and scientist researcher who had 3 near-death experiences herself in 1 year and went on to do research studies on over 8,000 adults and children. They've all arrived at much the same conclusion that the mind and the brain are separate. Dr. Atwater states, "With more and more medical people willing to consider the reality of the near-death phenomenon, it's now time that we mature as a civilization, as a society, and we admit and recognize that we have all the proof that we need to establish that human beings are more than just their physical body and their physical senses. There are other realities that we can reach because the brain is just the physical, and consciousness continues after we cross over." You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its wonderful home of Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you have joined us. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are going to go to a quick break now. And when we come back, we will be taking some of those calls for those free angel readings. So we will be back in a minute.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Again, you are with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder, if you are new to the show, Angel Healing House Radio can be heard every week at Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on its wonderful home of Transformation Talk Radio. And if you would like to call in for one of those free angel readings that I provide on the show, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, hi. Welcome. Welcome to the month of May. You're on the line.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. You feeling any better?
A little bit. But I got some results, and I think my uterine lining is thick, and there's like 4 things wrong in my lab report for my blood, but I don't know what that is besides the stuff from before. So I'm waiting to talk to a doctor about that. And surprisingly, my GYN oncologist nurse, they want me to repeat the test next month to see if it's different because there are concerns, but also said, oh, and we don't think we need to see you anymore, but we put in the order for the test. So that was kind of strange.
I was gonna say that after so long, it's nice to have some results. Because you know, once we know the results, then we can do something and make plans. But if they don't want to see you, that is a very good result.
No, they want me to repeat the test next month. But they don't think they need to continue following me, like, to go talk to, like, an appointment. So I was a little, like, caught off guard. I would have thought they'd want to make sure everything was in the clear first. But, so I guess I've been dealing with some, like, mixed feelings about that. Part of me was trying to be, like, positive, like, because I didn't love their care anyway. And I saw in my lab reports, like, the notes they wrote about my health were wrong. Like, they said my... there were no issues and I was having normal periods, and that hasn't been the case for 6 months, except for this past month. So, you know, maybe this is a good sign and it's a good thing. And, you know, but at the same time, I was feeling it was probably triggering like family stuff with abandonment. Like, why don't they care about what's happening?
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
You know, like they know something's wrong. Yeah. Why don't they want to like see it through to the end, you know?
Right, right. So, well, if they don't want to see you for a month, and then they want to retest after a month, I would take, I don't know, the Posse of Angels are saying that, there feels lightness about that. That feels like, if they don't want to see you, I would take that as a sign that, they're concerned because they want you to come back after a month, but that, you know, everything that you're doing is fine, and that that if they're okay with that, you need to be okay with that as well. I mean, you know, why would you deplete your energies? And remember, whatever you focus on will come to you. If there are still triggers inside of you, Stephanie, which there does seem to be, about abandonment issues, then you would have drawn something to yourself to help you get over that contrast and that trigger, and just bless that and say, well, I am so grateful to be under doctor's care. That is just, you know, it's such a wonderful blessing and gift in my life. And put your emphasis on that rather than what they should be doing, because you've put yourself in their professional hands. To really focus on keeping positive, doing everything that you can to nurture and nourish your health, and see yourself as whole and in that perfect light of health.
Yeah, I've been working on that. Oh, and the good news, thank you. And the good news is I didn't realize that the sonogram was at the hospital that my ovarian cancer surgery was. And I used to like get very weak when I would go near the hospital, but I didn't have anyone with me. And I, you know, walked into the appointment, walked out, and I wasn't like emotionally affected by it anymore. So that was kind of nice. I just realized that last night.
Isn't that wonderful? That really is wonderful. And you've made such wonderful strides. And the Posse of Angels are really applauding you. It's been a wonderful learning lesson for you. And you know, you've come out so positive on the other side. Let's quickly go to the cards and see what's coming up. We've got the Ace of Swords, which is a new beginning for you. Now about how you're viewing your surgery, how you're viewing your health, and keeping your thoughts positive and bright, and that's going to go such a long way to increasing your health and opening yourself up to receive, just like you received your abundance in you know, that credit card and it being so much greater than you thought it would be, and the credit. The second card coming out for you, you've got two new beginnings. Well, you've got two ones, which is the Wheel of Fortune card, which is everything turning in your favor now. And all you need to
Wait, I'm sorry. Is it Two of Wands or Wheel of Fortune?
The Wheel of Fortune.
Or the Two of Wands? Oh,
it was the Ace of Swords and then the Wheel of Fortune. So the Wheel of Fortune card is that card that's saying everything is now turning in your favor. All you need to do is just keep on being bright and positive. And the next card for you is another is a rebirth card. That's the Judgment card. That's the card of a new phase in your life. So all that you're doing now is you're just clearing and cleansing the last little bit that you need to cleanse, so you can be bright for what the future is bringing you with that Wheel of Fortune. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. So lovely for you to hear that you're on the mend, and sending you lots of love.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you to our Stephanie, and sending lots of extra love, healing, and beautiful golden light around you for your continued health and your recovery. So let's go to our next caller. We've got Rita in Florida. Rita, you're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. Rita? Hi, Rita, are you there? Rita, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Rita?
It seems we lost Rita.
Oh, okay. So, Rita, if you are listening to the Angel Healing House radio program, please do call back in. We would love to speak with you. While we're waiting for some more callers, if you would like to call into the show for those free angel readings, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. But while we're waiting for either Rita to call in or others, we will do a reading for the month of May with some of the time that we have left. May is that time, as I said, of rebirth. It's a time of sprucing ourselves up. We just feel so something new on the horizon. We feel a brightness, especially when you go out in nature and you see all those beautiful flowers, the buds on the trees, and it's just it makes us feel refreshed. And so many of us are pushing that refresh button. So let's see if we can have a general read here for the lovely month of May. Okay. First card that comes out for all of us is the Seven of Wands. Now, this is our general situation. On this card, my Rider-Waite deck, this person is rising above. That's what it feels like. It feels like he's rising above, and he feels like he's now able to be seen. He's able to, show the world who he is. positively, authentically, and honestly, and openly. And so many of us have cleared and cleansed after so many years. And now we can show our beautiful faces authentically. And all we need to do is just show up and open to receive the opportunities and connections which are coming for us on the horizon. I see that the lovely Rita in Florida is back, so we'll just interrupt this general reading for everyone. And Rita, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio.
You can hear me this time?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, yay. Can you hear me? Yay. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been doing a lot of healing work on myself, on my partner, and through with the angels. And today I had an experience where I felt like I was crying for the entire humanity, and it was the most painful cry I've ever had. Oh. And I just would like to have a little insight on that, and maybe a little help of getting my energy back. Ideas of getting my energy back.
First thing.
I was in such a wonderful place.
Oh. First thing, Rita, is they want you to take a big breath in and blow that out. You have taken on the first part of our mission, coming back as spiritual warriors. Some people have called us light workers. The first part of our mission was to save, to help, and enable so many people to get them on the train to ascension. Okay? That means that we gave our time, our money, our value, our sinew, our very life's blood to those people. A lot of us were so angelic that we were used and abused by others because of this, but it was written into our DNA to help so many people to ascend. As of 2012, 2013, we were told to turn the mirror back on ourselves it was not like we weren't going to help anybody anymore, but to start bringing out our gifts and talents and put our emphasis on our creative efforts allow those people to help themselves. We had done our work. Now, what the posse of angels are saying here is we were never here. We were never here to save anyone. We're not here to save the world. We're here to shine our light of the divine inside of us. They're saying, dear sweet Rita, please lift the burden off of yourself. The way that we help others is by shining our own light of authenticity out to the world creatively, passionately, and enthusiastically. And that's the way that each of us can contribute to the world. It's not about saving the earth. The earth never needed saving. It's about each of us contributing in this way of authenticity and bringing forth that gift and that blessing that each of us have been gifted with. So put your emphasis on that, and creating blogs and newsletters, perhaps your own radio show, perhaps write a book about your experiences. You have every right to step forth and shine this light about your journey and sharing that with others. And you'll be amazed at the opportunities and connections that are coming in. And what you'll be doing is you'll be filling your vessel up and you won't feel like you're drained. Okay? Yeah. All right, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Rita. Because if we keep going down that path of, trying to heal others, trying to save others, trying to, then it just depletes us. It just depletes us.
Yeah.
And our energies can be better served by serving that divine spark inside of us, doing what we love doing, giving it away on some level, and then opening up to receive because of that. Wonderful card to start off with is the Page of Pentacles. Now, this card, because the pages are about messages coming to you, if you start to do this, that the abundance of energies are going to, the abundant energies are going to increase inside of you, and then you're going to start to notice abundance outside of you, in your reality. Your light quotient will improve. You'll be feeling lighter. You'll certainly be feeling less burdened. You'll be feeling more playful, more fun. And this is a lovely, bright, sunny card. They're also saying, I don't know if you make time to go out in nature. Please do make time to go out and just to revel in God's handiwork and to realize that you are the flower. You are the bud. I was sitting on my balcony and I always ask the intention, show me the magic in life. And there on my arm was a ladybug. And the ladybug and I spent about 20 minutes speaking to each other. we just had a lovely conversation. And in that moment, it was just the richness of life that just entered my heart. And in those moments, we don't think we're doing anything, but we're feeding our soul, and we're probably doing more for the planet than we possibly could ever imagine. And the next card that comes out for you is the Three of Cups. This is not only is it a celebration card, a celebration of who you are. Do you have a specific group of ladies around you, or like-minded ladies, or ladies that you can get together with?
Just a couple. Yeah, I'm starting to have.
Okay, that's why they're applauding
you.
They're applauding you, and they want you to really nurture and nourish the divine feminine inside of you. And here comes Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is the divine feminine, and with that masculine energy perfectly balanced of Jesus's divine masculine energy. This is going to really nurture and nourish your soul by getting together with these women, and they're applauding you. And the next card that's coming out for you is a whole emotional start, a new emotional start for you of opening your heart. Opening your heart, especially to who you are. You don't have to get your identity from saving others. You get your identity from knowing that you're a child of that divine source, God, and allowing your beautiful gifts and your beautiful nature to come forth. So that's an absolutely beautiful reading for you, Rita. I know that you're going to be feeling much lighter and less burdened by looking at it this way. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're very welcome.
Beautiful.
You're very welcome. Sending you even more healing and lots of extra love to boost your energies and just to go out and shine your beautiful light. And thank you for doing so much for the planet. God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
God bless you. You too.
Bye. Thank you so much, Rita, for calling in. And maybe you can go outside in this beautiful weather that we're having in the spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and those people. You can also go outside in the Southern Hemisphere as well who are listening to this. Ask the fairies, the elementals, show me the magic. Show me the magic and open yourself up to receive those beautiful, beautiful energies of Mother Nature. Let's go to another caller from Florida. Welcome in, James. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio with Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What is your question today, James?
I'm just wondering if the angels have a message for me. I felt their presence strongly last night, and it was really exciting. And so I'm just wondering if they have anything to share.
Okay. There's with it being May 1st yesterday, I noticed that there was a big energy shift from April. April and the last 6 weeks with those three or four planets, particularly Mercury retrograde, being in retrograde or going backwards, as some people say, made us feel like we were held back. It like put a damper on us, on our energies. What you were feeling is, and the posse of angels, just giving you their words, they're saying, hold on to your hat, because what's coming in for James is going to be a realization of the fulfillment of your prayers. Isn't that lovely? They're saying, wow. As you go into, I'm getting shivers, as you go into the summer months, woohoo! As you go into the summer months, maybe at the end of May, June, somewhere July, is there a project? Is there an endeavor or something that you had started in the past that never really quite took off?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying don't give up the ghost. It seemed to be dead in the water for a while, but it's going to come back in a very wonderful way. And they're saying that they have been working on those connections to revive it or make it reborn. And there's going to be tangible evidence of that coming to you. So isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
so they're saying what sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
Okay. So a lot of fire energy there. Okay. So they're saying that in this month of May, as we're waiting for that Mercury to come out of its shadow and to move forward, your job, James, is to sit in your quiet reflection and to just visualize and to breathe, eat, and sleep this extraordinary new opportunity that's coming to you. And thanking the universe for it. You know, thank you for my extraordinary business or opportunity. You know, I work with extraordinary people. I you know, get financially remunerated. You know, I get to use my gifts and talents and just to wiggle with excitement, because that is feeding it. That is feeding it coming in. Let's go to the cards and see what's coming in. The messages here. Okay, they want you to know that the time of worrying is over. It's over. It's all done. There's the Ten of Swords saying, there's the horizon. It's coming to you. You are conscious. You are awakened. You cleared and cleansed so many things of your life that were not honoring and respectful for you. And that end, it's over. And the new is coming in on the horizon. Whoa, here we come with the Chariot. And the Chariot is you being recognized for your gifts and talents, your ideas, which need to be seeded in tangible physical manifestation. So it's a recognition card, but it's also the movement forward card, rapid movement forward, and also traveling. So you just may be traveling as a result of this as well. And the next card that's coming out for you, I love this card. It's the Three of Pentacles. It's being financially remunerated and recognized for your skills, for the work that you do. So this is an unbelievable reading. Keep that hope, keep that faith, and just keep visualizing that beautiful, whatever this is, you've worked hard for it, and you've cleared and cleansed the boards, and so there's an open path there. Allow it to unfold in its timing. So I hope that's been helpful for you, James.
Oh, yes, it has. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Look after yourself. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening to the program. Thank you for supporting and referring and recommending it to others. And remember that the archive shows can be listened to on the Transformation Talk Radio site. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can always call for an hour and a half to book and schedule your hour and a half personalized individual transforming angel reading with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the Posse of Angels. So until next time, please do allow your beautiful radiant light to shine forth. And I just like to say, if you would like any other information on Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff, you can visit my website on www.angelhealinghouse.com. So until next time, please, everyone, do fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. Have a beautiful first week of May, and get out there and enjoy God's handiwork. And I'm sending you so many angel blessings. Do look after yourself, and I'll talk with you again next week. Bye.